Paul Ramo for Q92 Radio, once again broadcasting from the Stevens County Fair here in Morris. And it's a great fair. A lot of people here are stopping in our Q92 booth. We are located in the Lee Community Center, the hockey arena. So stop by and visit with us and register for the many prizes that we're giving away. One of our fine advertisers here on Q92 is Hometown Floorings and Blind out of Hancock, Minnesota. And Troy Scott joins us because he has... Troy, if I were to vote to the best looking fair booth at the Stevens County Fair, yours would get it.
Thank you, Paul. I thought you were going to tell me that I'm best looking, and I'd have to wink at you or something.
But, well, yeah, that too. You got a great location here right outside the league.
We do. Pretty much everybody that walks to the fair, either from the road or up the midway, sees our sign, and we have a big 8x16-foot sign that says Hometown Flooring on it, and it's also a sign that I've used in parades before in the past, and we have about 7-8 different displays out front of it, and awesome. We do a lot. Everybody wonders why I'm not in the Lee Center, but once you see my displays and everything I have involved, you know why.
Well, it's a huge sign, one of the largest signs on the fairgrounds. Tell us about this this beauty that you built here, Troy.
Yeah, last year I bought the undercarriage of like a hay wagon type stuff and had that expanded out. And 2 days before the fair started, I built the platform on top. So I had to do all that before the fair started. Now the fair's going, so now we're... The earliest I've been home this week, I think, is 8:30, 9 o'clock. So it's a long grind.
Yeah. So it's a sturdy hay rack that you rebuilt to put your big sign on.
Yeah, basically. Okay. Eventually, what's going to be actually is to do a float because I want to. I haven't done parades for the last 2 years, and I feel that's a great thing to do because it puts me in front of a lot of people. And my intention is, if you've seen my sign before or look at it, it has like woody hardwood and Belinda blinds. And I'm going to bring the characters that I have on the sign, which are character drawings, and I'm going to bring them to life and make a float out of them.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, I'm hoping to. And that way every year, like this first year I have it for next year, I'm going to have a... fireworks scene, and Paul's going to actually help me get fireworks sounds.
Okay.
And we're going to bring the full fireworks scheme to life, and then every year I can keep on adding to their families of these different things of Carl Carpet and all these different figurines, and make different scenes and just make it fun for kids and families, and hopefully that sticks in your head that Hometown Flooring is what they see and come and visit us.
That's very creative, Troy. Very creative.
That I'm not. So I
you got a lot in your head, though.
Yeah, I do. I have a lot. I don't sleep very much, and I have a lot of things running on my head all the time.
All right.
So,
hey, tell us a little bit about the history of Hometown Flooring and Blinds, and what kind of things do you offer?
We offer all kinds of flooring. We're relatively new, really, in the business. I was an installer for close to about 25 years before I finally don't do much of that anymore. I still have to dabble in it, but... I try not to, and I feel like I had a fairly good reputation around town and in a whole wide area here, and 7 years ago, I had the idea of, or my wife and I had the idea, or 8 years ago, and then 7 years ago, we actually did it, put a store together. So we just bought an empty building in Hancock because that was the best deal, and we, ever since, we just keep on growing and expanding and doing things like this that are fun, and try to keep pushing flooring and try to be honest about as much stuff as we can be as far as doing flooring and just try to do a great job all the time.
Well, I can attest to that because this past year, Hometown Flooring and Blinds laid some floors in a couple of my rooms in my home in Madison and the stairway, and it's a fabulous job. You guys did a great job with that.
Oh, thank you. He has Paul, if you've ever been by his house, it's an older home, but it's a beautiful home. And inside, it's very beautiful, and I hope we add it to that.
Yeah, you did. You absolutely did. And, you know, what my wife liked, it was quick. I mean, you weren't there for a month or whatever. You came in, got the job done, you cleaned up well, and you left.
Well, thank you. That's something we always try to do, if possible, is when we start a job, we try to have somewhat of an idea how long it's going to take, and I usually do because I've done this for so long, and we stick to it until we're done. The only hang-ups we have, if something goes awry, like maybe a subfloor is rotten or something, where it just takes us a little bit longer, or somehow we got to order a different product for the job. Other than little hiccups like that, usually we can get done in 2, 3, 4, 5 days.
I know when I was in your store in Hancock, Heather was showing me some blinds, and you don't even have to get off the couch to move your blinds.
No. If you want, you can have remote control blinds, which actually are very nice for windows that are really a long ways off the ground. So a lot of those in those fancy windows these days are literally, they have ones that are angled, which you can't go up and down, but they have them adjust so they're where they want them right away, and they just leave them set in that position all the time.
All right. Real good, Joy. Well, as I do with all my interviews, is I end with what's your favorite fair food? Are you a fair food guy?
I am. We try to limit it. I seem to be growing these days and not in the right direction. And so we try not to eat a lot of it. But I usually try to hit up the pork stand and the beef stand.
Yep. So. Me and you are alike.
Yeah. I try to hit things that are not as much in daily life.
Yep, that's so. Right. Yep.
I think a lot of people do the same. It's a great food fair venue, isn't it?
Yeah, if you go down Midway, you turn any direction you turn, you see food. Yep. And I know they have regular ice cream, which I see everybody going by their ice cream cones right now, which makes it even worse. I look out and I see fries right now, and I know that's an awesome thing to have. It's yep. They're all homegrown fries or potatoes. And
yep, that's the Morris wrestling team that does that. And last night there had to be 200 plus people waiting in line for it.
Yeah. And I know also I try to catch it a couple times. I get here early enough and I go eat breakfast over in the hockey booth.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a little bit further past. It's on the south end of the Midway.
Okay, yep.
And they make a really nice breakfast. Okay. So maybe you get here early and do that.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Troy. Appreciate your time, and have fun at the rest of the fair here.
Thanks a lot, Paul, for giving me an interview and a chance to talk a little bit.
All right.
You have a good day.
All right.
Once again, Hometown Flooring and Blinds are located in the fairgrounds here just outside the Lee Community Center. You can't miss it because there's a huge sign there that says Hometown's Flooring and Blinds. So come on over and stop and visit with Troy and Heather and put some new floors in your house or blinds.